Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, the President of the United States and the Honorary Commissioner of today's game, Admiral Michael Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, please rise now for the singing of our national anthem performed by Grammy Award-winning artist. You know him, you cheer for him, you sing with him, Rascal Flatts.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched, we're so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. No say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to T-Ball on the South Lawn. Laura and I are honored you are here, and we welcome the military families and players from all across the United States of America. We are really looking forward to seeing you all play. And it gives us a chance to thank your moms and dads for their sacrifice and service to the United States of America. I'm proud to be here with the Honorary Commissioner, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen. We are joined today by the Secretary of Defense, Bob Gates. General Norton Schwartz, Chief of Staff, U.S. Air Force. Chief Master Sergeant of the U.S. Air Force, Rod McKinley. We welcome Congressman Tom Davis. Welcome, Tom. Thanks for coming, and thanks for bringing Jean Marie. Glad you all are here. What an honor it is to have Rascal Flatts not only play... not only play the national anthem, but entertain you at the picnic at the South Lawn after the game. Thank you guys for coming. I do want to thank the Dunbar High School Junior ROTC for carrying the flag. Welcome. Thank you all for coming. Handling the first base coaching duties, former New York Yankee Bernie Williams. Third base, General Pete Pace. I'm about to, we don't actually throw out the first pitch here at the South Lawn. We have ball presenters, Ambassador Karen Hughes, who helped originate T-ball at the White House 20 games ago, as well as the CEO and president of Little League International, Steve Keener. We are especially pleased to have two broadcast giants with us today. First, Tim McCarver, Fox. All-star catcher, on the 1964 Cardinal World Series team. Awesome guy. And with him from Fox and Friends, Brian Kilmeade. I don't think we could have had a better broadcast team for this, the final game for T-ball in the South Lawn. I do want to thank all the Little League staff members who have been working with us since 2001. Lance Van Auken, Mac McLaughlin, and Katie Rosenberg. Appreciate your steadfast support. And now, before we begin the game, I know anticipation is rising here. We will have the Little League pledge. Are the players ready? You are ready. You repeat after me. I trust in God. I love my country and will respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win. But win or lose, I will always do my best. Play ball.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. Fine job. Now I know you're going to come and watch the proceedings. We're just about ready to go with the 20th South Lawn T-ball game since President Bush started this great tradition back in 2001. As the Stars team takes the field, we'd like to thank our friends at Little League Baseball for setting up our field. Let's check the dimensions, Mr. McCarver. Here on the South Lawn field, I know you were out here with the tape measure earlier. Is it true it's 80 feet down the left field line?
It is true.
Is it true it's 85 feet to the right field fence?
That is correct.
Also, Mr. McCarver, would you answer this question? Is it an imposing 110 feet to the wall in dead center?
Those dimensions are correct.
I think I've eyed two players who will clear that fence today. Fans, beware. Also, if you draw your attention to the outfield fence line, you will notice that two jersey numbers have been retired from the South Lawn. Number 42, who's that, Tim?
Jackie Robinson.
Yep, and to the mark the contributions that outstanding player gave to the African American community, and he has made to the sport. And we also have number 21 to celebrate who, Tim McCarver?
Roberto Clemente. And Brian, I had the opportunity of playing against Roberto Clemente for 12 years, and he's one of the finest players ever to play the game.
And had a heck of an arm, I do
remember.
Oh,
my goodness.
And the achievements of so many great Latino players, they really started with him. And in keeping with tradition here in the South Lawn, no score will be kept during today's game, but I know parents keep them in their heads. I've met you all. Everyone will be a winner, and we know that for sure. Batting first for the Stripes, please make them feel welcome. From the Hudsonville, Michigan team, and from that lovely state, is Nathan Chando. Round of applause for Nathan. Tim, what can you tell me about Nathan?
Loves mashed potatoes.
The swing. Oh, check that tee. He also has a favorite player, Tim. It's David Ortiz. His favorite course in school, gym. And it's a grounder up the middle. Play it at the mound. A throw to first. Bernie, the ruling. The ruling, Bernie. He could go to second. He runs through a Bernie Williams stop sign. And the hit to Bernie, what are you doing over there? Bad advice to the first baseman and to the hitter. Congratulations, Nathan. You have yourself a double. You know, he didn't get down after the first swing didn't go his way. Tim, there's a lesson there. Am I correct?
There is a lesson. I don't know what it is yet, but there's a lesson.
Wow! Steve Baravides with a fly into center over the center fielder's head. The six-year-old rounds first, round second. Can we hear a triple from St. Mark's Episcopal School's pride? Overthrow at third. Steve for the score. A two-run homer for Steve Baravides from Louisiana.
All right, Louisiana Lightning.
Absolutely, where have I heard that before? Fried shrimp, what a shocker. Now you're looking at Casey Frank. Casey from Maryland, claims to be 6 years old, looks seven. Grade kindergarten, bats righty. And that's a grounder up the mound again. After a brief pause, Casey to first.
Not trusting the throw this time.
Not trusting the throw. Casey will remain at first base and get a chance to meet Yankee great Bernie Williams. What's better than that? Casey's favorite subject, spelling, and gives a high five.
And the next batter, the cleanup hitter, number four, Benjamin Martinez.
5 years old, out of Ohio. Again, a grounder up the middle. The kindergartner to first. Looking to advance. Yes, first and second. Congratulations. A single for Ben, Benjamin Martinez from Ohio.
Benjamin, one of his favorite activities, jumping on the trampoline with his dad, jumps on the first pitch.
Me too. Madison Horn up at the plate. Madison from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Madison had a big private jet bring his entire family with him. Bats righty, second grade. A ground at a second. Much to the surprise of the Stripes. Madison with another single. And wait a second. The plate of the plate. And congratulations. We now have if we were keeping score, it would be three. But we're not, right, Tim?
No, we're not. One of Madison's favorite television programs, by the way, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right.
So SpongeBob SquarePants on at first now.
Another reason to smile. Rebecca Johnson up. Rebecca asked me not to talk during her at-bat.
Woo!
A little pop to second. Rebecca looks like she's got to be safe at first. The bases are loaded. Chin straps are tied. And I'll tell you what, we heard the hitting would be stout here, Tim McCarver, but not quite like this.
That was the hardest hit ball yet, the line drive by Rebecca.
That's if you forgot the second batter. Kale Reinford up at the plate, grounder to second. Not much pulling here, but again, bases are loaded, the grounder to second, some controversy at second base where we understand. Will he stay in the game?
This is the first instant replay of the afternoon.
Yes. We'll find out. There's Eric Anderson. Eric, 7 years old, out of Florida. Good job, Eric. A second grader, favorite player, Derek Jeter. Nothing about Bernie Williams in the notes. Adam Plant walks to the mound. He's a young man, Tim. I look at his eyes. He's a man who's been in this position before. From Burke, Virginia.
Foul back. Favorite player, Manny Ramirez. And what a job Manny Ramirez is doing with the Los Angeles Dodgers now.
Right. I wonder if Manny likes macaroni and cheese as much as Adam, because that is his favorite plate. All right. Nice hit there, Adam. As you make small talk with Bernie Williams. Let's greet Alexander Witkoff. Alexander Witkoff. He walked out of the dugout ready to swing. Alexander checks back, makes sure no one's stealing. He's not trying to steal the signs. What a swing and the twirl. Tim, what about the twirl after the swing? Has that worked for you?
I like that. Alex Rodriguez style.
Right. Nice hit, nice swing. I'll tell you what. What talent we have here for the final T-ball game. From 1 to 13, this is quality. Up the plate now, Mason Davis. Davis from Conway Elementary. He will be in school Monday if his teacher's watching. Favorite class? Like most kids, gym. Again to second.
Another liner.
Another run batted in. It's a good thing it's statistically impossible to have an ERA in this game because a lot of players are scoring. Up at the plate now, you might recognize him, number 27, Andrew Lilly from Virginia Beach, Virginia, White Oaks Elementary. He loves chicken nuggets. He reads Cat in the Hat. And again, a ground to the second. Hey, future T-baller. Oh, wait a second. Upon further review, Tim, as you checked the monitor, was that intentional?
I don't think it was intentional, but I do believe the runner is out.
You do?
I do.
But, Tim, are you remembering this is T-ball and life is good and the sun's always out and no one's ever out?
No one's ever out, just the sun, right?
Thank you, yes. Tim, Matthew Bonanacci, correct? Matthew Bonanacci is the last batter for the Stripes team. There is so much ancillary action, I'm not really sure what to talk about. Tim, take over.
Less is more.
I guess so. All right. And Tim said to himself, Brian, you're no Joe Buck. All right. By the way, some interesting notes about the Stripes team. Andy Conyer, his dad serving in the U.S. Navy as active duty as we watch play after play, be close to the plate. Gary, Mitchell Tree served in the U.S. Marines. He's on. John Ogurnchuk, his son recently returned from the U.S. Army deployed to Iraq. And as you know, all these players are children of those active in the military. A round of applause.
What a great job by the Stripes team.
Now, we have the Secretary of Defense, Tim McCarver, in the stands. And we will see now if it passes his test when the Stripes team comes out for defense. But now it's about offense. Tell me about the Stars.
Well, before the Stars take over, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, would you please join us in a 100-year-old tradition as we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, led by the legendary Yankee center fielder and one of the great guys to ever play the game, Bernie Williams.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. And great honor to be here, guys. Why don't you guys join me in singing baseball national anthem?
Bernie Williams, you notice he held the mic for half the song in his right hand, the other half in his left hand. He is a switch hitter.
As the late broadcaster Harry Carey would say after that song in Chicago at Wrigley Field, let's get some runs.
Good job, Bernie.
We are honored, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to have one of the pioneers of the game of T-ball joining us today, Lieutenant Colonel John Zarias. Back in 1960, while serving as an Air Force Youth Activities Leader, Lieutenant Zarias introduced the game to the kids at the Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in North Carolina.
And that was Spencer Turkel, Tim, out of North Carolina. He's actually, ironically, age 7, and he bats righty. And boy, can he hit.
And now Spencer's on base, followed by Ashton Martinez, from Maysville, North Carolina. All right. Not trusting the throw again.
Right. His favorite player, Chipper Jones. Chipper Jones put many T-ball games.
Chipper Jones, a third baseman for the Atlanta Braves, a guy that's easy to like. And now from Virginia Beach, Virginia, James Becker. That'll drop.
Congratulations to James. Favorite player is Andy Pettit. Andy Pettit, 13-12, and is wondering what happened to the Yankees. But that's not on Spencer's changed his mind.
Here's Maxwell Ward from Temecula, California.
Oh, what a catch!
Right.
A pop to
this
short.
This could be more than one. Looks like the first double play of this ball game.
Right, I believe so, Tim. I'm going to double check that. But I believe it is the first double play. But I believe everyone stays on base, correct?
And here is Caden Schlenk from Casa Grande, Arizona. Favorite food, barbecued chicken. All right. Favorite book, Goosebumps.
Yeah, who can blame him?
Safe at first.
Right. But the grounder was picked up easily. It was a wise play to go home, but not in time. You're up now, Patrick Reed. And Patrick's dad is in the Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. Peter Reed is probably here from Wakefield Forest Elementary. Tim, the kindergartners have been done quite well today. Does it surprise you?
I don't think there's any surprise about these guys and gals. They are ball players. Winning the foot race. Bernie, what do you think? Out or safe? Safe.
Safe.
Again, safe.
Bernie trying to get his – how often does this happen? A player's called safe and goes back to the dugout. Tim, you've been in the game a lot of years. I don't think ever.
It's almost like passing a runner at first base.
Yeah, that's happened, though.
Yes, it has. Here's Francisco Morales Correa from West Point, New York, home of the Military Academy. And yet another base hit for the Stars.
Favorite activity, judo. Dad, Hector Morales, an Army Lieutenant Colonel.
Up comes Marcy Jumper from Fairfax, Virginia. All right, Marcy. Throw to first. Not in time.
Right. By the way, all the emphasis is on Bernie Williams and his unbelievable career. What about General Peter Pace? He's in the Little League Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen, and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The advice he can give at third base, take it. He's a general.
Christopher Lockhart. Favorite player, Washington's own third baseman, Ryan Zimmerman.
Yup, and his favorite book, Diary of a Fly. Tim, have you read that?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
And unlike George Bush, the 41st president of the United States, his favorite food is broccoli.
And Jason Warwick from McGuire Air Force Base, New Jersey. Little backspin on that ball. No throw. The throw to third, behind the runner. All right.
So many decisions, so little time.
And from Annandale, Virginia, here's Wade Crawley.
Wade, age 5, also a kindergartner, loves Cocoa Crisp, not the cereal, the player.
That swing and a miss, by the way. One reason is that his favorite activity is soccer.
Yes, very good point, Tim. His dad's Lieutenant Commander in the Coast Guard, Scott Crawley.
Not booted, by the way.
Right.
And from Jacksonville, North Carolina, Ryan Roberts. All right, Ryan. Also a soccer fanatic.
Look at that. He may have to change sports. That pop fly to first is second. Oh, my goodness. What's the call there, Bernie? Safe.
Out.
Safe. Ooh. And oh, he's out?
Out. Safe.
Safe.
A reversal of a call again.
Right. Safe.
Another
and bruised.
Another instant replay.
This game has a rapid pace. Can you imagine if every game went this quick?
Bridget Donahue, the last batter, roped to second base. All right, Bridget.
And everyone's going to score.
Very good, Bridget. Wonderful. What a job by both sides.
All right. And there you have your game, ladies and gentlemen, with Bridget closing it out. A few notes on this team. Jim Ferguson served in the U.S. Navy on active duty. Mac McLaughlin served in the U.S. Air Force on active duty. And Emily McKelney, his son, is currently deployed with the U.S. Army in a very peaceful, getting more peaceful by the day, Iraq. Let's hear it for the Stars team. Great job. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, please remain seated for a special presentation on the field. But one round of applause for both squads for a fine effort. Rapidly paced. President's made his way over to the table. So to reward each player for good sportsmanship, President Bush and Admiral Michael Mullen will present each player with a presidential baseball. First up, the Stripes team.
Nathan Shando. Nathan.
Take the long walk to meet your first president. This is the first time Nathan had a chance to meet the president and the first time the president had a chance to meet Nathan.
Steven Baravitos.
All right, Steve. Great game. Casey Frank. Come on, Casey.
All right, Casey. Casey forgot her hat, but not her ball.
Yep. It's okay. I think the president forgives her. All right, Casey. All these pictures are free, by the way. Benjamin Martinez, number 7. Come on, Benjamin. Great game. Benjamin, I'm not sure, is wearing cleats, but at any moment, I thought he'd slide.
All right, Benjamin. Next up, Madison Horn.
Come meet your commander-in-chief.
Nice job, Madison.
Rebecca Johnson, number 11. Come out and get your ball. We saw that, and we have Cale Reinford now jogging out there. Eric Anderson.
Followed by Adam Plant.
Looks like, Tim, we're choking up on the jog out. Alexander Witkoff, number 15. Good job, Alex. You got a coolness about you. He's done it before. He wants two pictures. Mason Davis. Hey, Mason. Andrew Lilly. He'll be in the Little League World Series. And Matthew Bonanacci.
Shin guards and all.
You love those catchers.
Oh, yeah.
Right. How are your knees these days, Tim?
That's why I'm sitting.
All right. Also welcome the coaches on the Stripes team. Andy Conyer. Gary Mitcheltree. And Jan Ogurchuk.
Nice job, guys. The time you spend with these boys and girls, much appreciated.
Everyone's represented in this game, the Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard personnel, and this is a salute to the troops. They're all stars, but now it's time to meet the stars, and that is Spencer Turkle. Spencer, given the profile, got to respect that. Ashton Martinez. James Becker. Maxwell Ward. All right, Max. Caden Schlink. Patrick Reed. I tell you, Mr. President, I never see a smile like that at the media Christmas dinner. It seems you're a lot happier with these guys. Francisco Morales Correa. Marcy Jumper. Marcy making sure his 2 cents are given. Christopher Lockhart. This is Marcy. I knew that. Marcy Jumper. Good job. And that's Christopher Lockhart. Wade Crawley. And that is Ryan Roberts. And finally, Bridget Donahue.
Bridget's still running.
Yes, she is.
By the way, Brian, we'd also like to thank the coaches of the Stars team, Jim Ferguson, Mac McLaughlin, and Emily McElhaney. Great job, guys.
And they all get their autographed balls. And finally, we'll take our photo. Okay. And finally, President Bush will now present Kat and Claire Lanigan from Herndon, Virginia, with the President's Volunteer Service Awards. These special young women, daughters of an Army reservist, have created a thousand thanks to military children, a program in which they send letters to children of deployed military members to thank them for their service and sacrifice. To date, Kat and Claire have sent over, get this, 30,000 thank you letters to military children nationwide. Congratulations to Kat and Claire.
And finally, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the South Lawn festivities continue with the picnic near the fountain. And don't miss a special acoustic performance by Rascal Flatts. Thank you so much for coming. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. A big hand for the Stars and Stripes this afternoon. Great job, guys.